first of all, it's important to acknowledge that it wasn't a voluntary statement from a place of him, appreciating that for him to manage the affairs of this country, to guarantee peace, and also for him to be able to draw lessons on how certain things can be handled to have a different, outcome, may require him consulting his predecessor. It was an advice given from the church. But we have also witnessed in the past 3 years of his presidency statements alleging that he has been in contact or intends to be in contact with the former president.
But if he has made the admission that I have heard the call from the church to reach out to the former president to smoke the peace pipe to ease political tensions in the country, shouldn't the PF take this as an olive branch measure to engage the president to ease political tension in Zambia?
We can never trust that. That so-called olive branch could be a poisoned olive branch because it may not be coming in good faith.
By saying that, don't you think that there's need to reduce the increasing political tension in Zambia? Because the church acknowledges it, civil society groups acknowledge it, and that is why they are calling on both leaders to try to find some common ground so there is no politically related violence as a result of the tensions?
There must be, first of all, genuine acceptance of the situation on the ground. There must also be genuine acceptance, and from a place of humility, that there is need to engage stakeholders, including, in this case, the leader of Patriotic Front, who happens to be the former president. As Patriotic Front, we know clearly what is the cause of the tension in the nation. The cause of the tension in the nation is the mismanagement of the affairs of the republic, the high cost of living, the lack of adherence to the rule of law, the police brutality, the abuse of human rights. I mean, the list is endless. And if the president is to engage anybody, including the former president, president and the UPND must be committed genuinely, willing genuinely to address these issues if we are to sort out the issue of tension in the nation. It cannot just be playing to the gallery and do some PR that they come and shake hands, have tea, and not deal with the fundamental issues. It means that we're just playing a game and playing with the lives of the Zambian people.
What do you say to critics who are of the view that the recent statement that no President Lungu in the next presidential election means the election will not hold? Some of your critics are saying such statement basically undermines the rule of law. If a court of competent jurisdiction makes a pronouncement or makes a judgment, and you making such a statement, basically you want the tensions to fester. You want to create anarchy. You want to create chaos in the country.
It is a statement demanding for the right thing to be done from the judiciary. In this case, the Concord has addressed itself to the questions before it more than 3-4 times, and it's a final court of jurisdiction. I don't want to delve into matters that are already in court, but I think the principle that must be appreciated is that there must be finality to litigation. The moment we are going to have the court make decisions depending on who is in government, you are actually saying that there is no rule of law in this country, and the institution that is expected to dispense justice in the Republic of Zambia has abrogated its responsibility, and therefore no one is safe. It's not the call for purely just that Edgar Lungu should be on a ballot at all costs. It is basically a call that, knowing that he's eligible and legitimately so declared by the law, not only now but 3-4 times in time past, anything moving forward that disfranchises him as a person and disfranchises the party to present a flag bearer that we believe is the best to be able to save this country and, guarantee progress in itself, is a way of putting everybody on alert that we shouldn't allow that the judiciary is bastardized, the judiciary is compromised because of the clear pressure and attempts by the executive to meddle into the affairs of the judiciary.